breath, his lips tensing as he nervously adjusts his Hawks cap. It's Weston Chase. My stomach bottoms out. I must have misheard him. There's no way my dad just told me that Weston Chase, my first and only long-term boyfriend, the star of our school's football team who shattered my heart and touchdown danced all over the pieces, is joining the Hawks. Excuse me? I'll give him a chance to repeat himself and prove that I must be losing my hearing at an alarmingly young age. Please, please say another name. Any other name. Weston Chase. You remember him, right? Are you kidding me? I manage to sputter as my whole body locks up. My heart literally stutters in my chest like it's threatening to stop. This has to be a joke. Some kind of preseason prank the guys on the team put him up to. Weston Chase is a thing of the past. A heartbreak nightmare I have left way, way behind me. What sort of terrible karma would bring him to the Hawks? I know it's not great, Dad says in what feels like the biggest understatement in history. Rainy days aren't great. Fast food tacos aren't great. My ex-boyfriend stomping back into my life and turning my dream job into a nightmare? That's a freaking disaster. Dad has no idea what really happened with Wes and me all those years ago. Almost no one knows. About the baby. About my heartbreak. I wanted to keep it under wraps in case it didn't end up happening, Dad explains, fiddling with the fraying edge of his hat. I didn't want you getting all worked up for nothing. But Weston is meeting with the general manager today, so it looks like things are pretty set in stone. We're going to announce him as our new quarterback at tomorrow's press conference. Tomorrow? So I have less than 24 hours to prepare to face the douchebag who shattered my heart into a million tiny pieces? Just 2 minutes ago, I was ready for the day to fly by, eyeing my frozen margarita on the other side. And now I wish everything would just freeze for a second so I can stop my head from spinning. It's not like I didn't know Wes was a professional football player. No matter how hard I tried to block out any and all news about him since he was first drafted. Are you going to be all right, sweetie? Dad asks. I realize I haven't said anything as I stare into space. I've got to get a hold of myself. I don't really have a choice, do I? I grumble through clenched teeth, rubbing my temples to ward off an impending stress headache. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I just figured it was best you heard it from me. I didn't want you bumping into the guy for the first time in almost 10 years without a little fair warning. Holy shit, almost 10 years? Has it really been that long? Nearly a whole decade since I've seen Weston Chase. It feels like just last week we were sneaking a bottle of wine out of his mom's pantry and making toasts to his football scholarship in his backyard. That was the night before he left for college. We caught our first buzz off that wine, kissing and promising we'd talk on the phone every single day until he came home for Thanksgiving. It seemed so perfect at the time. Now it just feels like a load of bullshit. Why the Hawks? I ask, waving off that memory like the sour smell of a used jockstrap. Can't he go play for literally any other team?
He was playing for another team. We're getting him from Philadelphia.
And he couldn't have stayed there? I snap, my sassy tone biting.
Jane, let me get through the whole story, would you?
I let my gaze fall apologetically to my desk. Like a puppy who just got scolded. I shouldn't be taking out my frustration on Dad. The truth is, I'm glad he thought to come to me about this. He's quiet for a second, drumming his fingers on the arm of his chair, probably trying to figure out the best way to go about it. When he speaks again, his tone is soft and careful, like he's treading through a minefield, worried I may explode at any second. And I just might.
You know our starting quarterback is out for the season with that ACL injury. Yeah, we have our backup, but you and I both know he's not good enough to carry us to the playoffs. And things weren't going great for Wes in Philadelphia. His fiancée cheated on him with their star linebacker. It was a real messy situation, Jane. He needed out of there, stat.
Is it bad that hearing that Wes got cheated on makes the corner of my mouth threaten a smile? I try to keep my best poker face, act like I'm not secretly pleased that Weston Chase got what was coming to him. But Dad notices the